being ethical when traveling to a place like Egypt.
You're talking about responsible tourism.
Exactly. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of seeing the pyramids or exploring the Valley of the Kings, but we have to remember we have a responsibility. Minimize our impact, help preserve these places for future generations.
Right. It's about more than just taking pictures. It's about really understanding the history, the culture, the meaning of these places.
Okay, so what does it actually mean to be a responsible tourist in Egypt? What are some things our listeners should think about as they're planning their trip?
Well, it starts with being mindful and respectful of the places you're visiting and the people who live there. These ancient sites, they've been around for thousands of years, and we want them to be around for thousands more.
Right, it's not just about taking a selfie. It's about appreciating the history, the culture. So, what are some practical things people can do to be more responsible tourists?
One easy one. Be mindful of where you step and what you touch. Those old structures are really fragile. Even little things can cause damage over time. So stick to the paths, don't touch the walls or artifacts, and be extra careful in the delicate areas.
Yeah, it's like that saying, take only pictures, leave only footprints. But even footprints can add up when you're talking about millions of tourists.
Exactly. And that brings up another good point. Support sustainable tourism practices. Choose tour operators and businesses that are doing things the right way. Look for companies that care about the environment, hire local guides, and put money back into the local economy.
It's about making conscious choices, right? Supporting the good guys. And what about those classic photos we all want to get at the pyramids? Is there a way to do that responsibly?
Of course. Just be aware of where you're standing. Don't block the walkways or other people's views. Maybe try capturing the essence of the pyramids without being right in front of them. Find a different angle.
That's a great idea. Sometimes we get so focused on getting the perfect shot that we forget to just enjoy the experience.
Exactly. And here's another thought. When you're visiting the ancient sites, take a moment to just observe, to listen, to feel the energy of the place. You might be surprised how much more meaningful it becomes.
That's a really nice thought. It's about slowing down, being present.
Exactly. And responsible tourism goes beyond just the ancient sites. Be respectful of the culture and customs, be careful with your water usage, even supporting local artisans by buying souvenirs from the right places.
It's about being a good traveler, leaving a positive impact. All right, I think we've covered a lot today, from those visa requirements to the bigger picture of responsible tourism. Hopefully, our listener is feeling more prepared and even more excited for their Egyptian adventure.
Absolutely. And remember, evisa-todegypt.com is an awesome resource for all the latest visa information. And there are tons of resources online and through travel organizations that can give you tips on being a responsible tourist. Do your research, plan ahead, and the most important thing, travel with respect and an open mind.
Great advice. So you've got your e-visa sorted, you know what to expect at the airport, and you're ready to be a responsible traveler. What are you waiting for? Book that flight, pack your bags, and get ready to be wowed by ancient Egypt.
Enjoy the trip.